This is Eric.
Hey, Eric. This is John with Local Flash.
John.
Hey. I was trying to touch base with you. It looks like you guys have been playing phone tag with the refs all morning, and they're asking me all these crazy questions, and I realized that I had a – when I'd set up your profile, I put on there that you had an existing Google Guarantee profile. Like, there's a – it's like 100 questions I got to fill out after we set up, had our conversation.
Okay.
And in that – On that question, I put yes when I should have put no. And so now I got our guys on the back end are scrambling around, losing their mind over a minor note. I'm going, what are you doing trying to collect a Google Guarantee account? He signed up for us to create the account, you know?
Right.
So that's literally what's going on there. So that's why you're having that miscommunication, and they're going, they think you have an existing one, and we can't duplicate them. Google doesn't want us to duplicate them. That
right.
causes a discrepancy. So they're going, okay, we need access to the one you have. And I'm like telling them, he doesn't have one. What are you talking about? It's what he signed up for. And we sent them the background check. So
right.
I think it's all clear now, but I just wanted to touch base and see if, maybe I was wrong. And maybe you did actually have one. I don't know.
No, didn't.
Yeah.
Which is why we're working with you guys.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They started to confuse me. Like, so many of the notes came through, and I'm the one that set it up, and I'm like, wait a minute, did I miss something? Is he telling them that he had one? So,
yeah, no, we both are.
Okay, yeah, so that's on my part, though. I did put that in the notes, and they even sent me the link. Like, the whole reason they're asking you about it is because I put yes on there, so there was a user error on my part that's causing some of that confusion there.
Cool. Yeah, not a big deal. We were definitely confused.
Awesome.
Other thing, they're looking for the certificate of liability insurance. They're looking for a signed copy of one of those.
Mm.
Off the top of your head, do you know who signs those?
Not off the top of my head. I can figure it out, though. Give me one second.
Like, I reached out to my insurance rep. Because I'm not sure if it's like the certificate holder that has to sign it, because anybody can be a certificate holder.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I can have, like, right now, this particular version has the state of Minnesota, but good luck trying to get a signature from them.
Yeah.
So
take forever.
I don't know if the, and I just don't know if the insurance company would provide a signature on that bottom.
Okay. It's usually signed by an authorized representative of the insurance company or the insurance agent who issued the policy.
Okay. So that should be easy enough.
Yeah. It says the certificate can't be signed by the contractors themselves, but the insurance company or agent. So they're basically a licensed broker, the insurance agent that gave you that. And so they're supposed to sign off on it.
Okay. Yeah. I usually, just must have missed that part.
Yeah, usually they do that and they give it to you. That's why I was getting kind of thrown off. I'm like, usually you pay and you're right there with them and they sign off on it and they hand you your paperwork and then you have like a digital form too. That was weird.
Yeah, this one was all done via the phone.
Oh, okay.
Online.
And so usually then they're supposed to still like sign it and then they like fax it over or copy it and then digitally send it over with the signature. And they just skip that part?
They did.
Okay. Yeah, that's a bit of a inconvenience, but should be an easy fix. If you just tell them what they did, they'll probably jump all over it.
that'll be easy.
Okay. Yeah, I just double-checked with them, though. Yeah, they said it's the insurance agent who issued the policy, should have signed it, and it's not signed.
Okay.
All right.
Cool, partner. Well, I think that's it. Then you guys we don't need to touch base with that one Google Guarantee agents, or does she have more questions?
I believe she might. They were just telling me that this is going on, so I just was wanting to jump on because I know that was my error. I'll communicate with her right now, and then if I gotta call you back, I'll just call you back and let you know, or I'll shoot you a text message, give you a yay or nay.
Sounds good.
All right, Eric. Well, you have a great day. It was good touching base with you.
Hey,
talk to you soon. All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.